Shalom and welcome to another episode of Drash It Like It's Hot. I'm your host, Aaron Perchonik. We are going to start up again with our Meet the Mishpacha segment next week. So for now, let's go straight into Rabbi Levi's sermon from this week.
Shabbat Shalom again. I know that sometimes I sound a little bit like a broken record, so just bear with me. Because I know for those of you who have studied the book of Deuteronomy with me in the past, or if you've ever heard me give a Devar Torah during this particular period, you know that I'm not really a fan of this iteration of Moses. But this week, and this is why I want you to stick with me, I'm feeling especially validated in my feelings. Thank you to our friend Stuart Hirsch. I read a powerful commentary written by Rabbi David Chapman from the organization Truah's Moral Torah. Rabbi Chapman explains the history and etymology of gaslighting and its connection to Moses in Parashat Ekev. I was right all along. I'm not going to go into all the detail that Rabbi Chapman does, but I will say that it seems extremely validating to see another person refer to Moses' leadership and overall persona as a bit lacking. What I also appreciate about Rabbi Chapman's approach to this portion and overarching themes that we see time and again throughout the book of Deuteronomy, I know that we see the Israelites reach the end of their 40-year journey and an entire generation is gone. And the people stand on the banks of the Jordan, ready to cross into the promised land. But before they do, they are subjected to Moses' lengthy and oftentimes drawn-out retelling of their own story. Yes, it is important to recount the Israelites' exodus through the desert. And yes, this generation did not experience the same things their parents and grandparents endured. And they do need to set themselves up for success. So why not hear about all the previous mistakes to ensure that they settle into the promised land ready to thrive? The problem lies with Moses' recounting because, well, it's different than what we've previously read. In fact, Moses centers himself so much throughout this book, you almost wonder if he was actually present for the former incidents. Or, benefit of the doubt, maybe at 120 years old, he just doesn't quite remember things accurately. In Parashat Ekev, Moses begins the portion by outlining the blessings that will be bestowed upon the Israelites should they obey and observe the mitzvot given to them. Later in the parasha, Moses begins to once again describe what happened to the people when they received the Ten Commandments all those many years before. The thing is, Moses already told this story in last week's Torah portion, but even then he left out a few key details. In Parashat Ekev, he includes those details, including the entire ordeal with the golden calf. But instead of blaming Aaron, his deceased brother, who was, according to the original story in the book of Exodus, the de facto facilitator of that entire event. And instead, here he blames the people. He looks across the Israelites and said, "I saw how you had sinned against the eternal your God. You had made yourselves a molten calf. You had been quick to stray from the path that the eternal has enjoined upon you." This isn't the first time that Moses told a tall tale. Earlier in Deuteronomy, he blames the people for his inability to enter the promised land. In fact, Moses was barred from entry because he hit the rock in frustration, waiting for water to come forth to quench the thirst of the Israelites. I will give him a little bit, though, because they were bothering him quite a bit before he hit the rock, and he kind of let his emotions overtake him. So maybe it was their fault. I do have a 3-year-old, I understand. So why am I telling you this? Why would I stand on the bima and essentially badmouth Moshe Rabbeinu, the great and powerful Moses, the prophet, the one that no other could compare to? Well, Moses was, after all, human. We are all subject to mistakes, to inaccurate retellings, but it's also our responsibility to make sure that we're not just omitting details in order to improve our standing. I return to Rabbi Chapman's commentary. He provides some additional details. He says, on the face of it, these inconsistencies could be innocent. We never tell the same story twice. It is also possible that Moses is simply recalling past events as he wished they had happened, according to the Eitz Chaim Torah commentary. Or, as the medieval commentator Ramban claims, Moses wishes to convey that everyone in a society is responsible for the sins of a few. To me, these are overly generous readings. Taken together, we perceive an agenda. Repeatedly, Moses retells stories to make himself look more powerful, more compassionate, or more aligned with God than the people he leads. See why I liked Rabbi Chapman? He continues stating why Moses has actually set a bad example for other leaders. He said, I find it hard to confront these instances without thinking of the world we live in today, a world in which leaders routinely shift blame and present alternative facts as reality. By falsifying accounts for his own benefit, by contradicting events that the people or their families experienced, Moses presages today's gaslighters around the globe. The truth is, as Rabbi Chapman said, we can never tell the same story twice. It's impossible to get every detail exactly the same. We miss things, we embellish others, we forget. We want to come off looking better than we actually did. We want others to look worse. Why? Because we're human, just like Moses. So I'm inclined to think that Moses is a combination of the various commentaries Rabbi Chapman suggests. Yes, he wants to look more compassionate, more aligned with God. But maybe he did that because he wants the people to be better than he was. Or perhaps he wishes things had gone differently. Either way, we can learn from Moses, both his mistakes and the actual stories he tells. We can remember our own humanity, our close connection to emotions and how they often can control our actions. We can strive to be more honest in our retelling of stories, and therefore we can lead with honesty, integrity, and respect. Moses wasn't perfect, but hey, neither are we. So we'll just have to keep trying until we get there. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Levy, for your drash. Until next week, Shabbat Shalom.